Topeka, Kansas is offering up to $15,000 for people willing to move there and work for a local company. It's the latest in a string of cities and states that are offering cash, housing, and even help paying student loans as incentives to relocate. But is that enough to convince young professionals to leave big cities? Nomeen Ujjayadeen of the Kansas News Service has the story.
Topeka sits about an hour away from the Missouri border and has about 130,000 residents, plus the state capitol, two hospitals, a university, and museums dedicated to Evel Knievel and the Brown v. Board of Education decision. But in Kansas, the city doesn't have the most exciting reputation, even among the people downtown on a sunny winter afternoon.
There aren't lots of things for young people to do.
You know, it's a great place to raise a kid and a pet and have a great family. Property's pretty cheap. You know, you get a lot for your money here.
I think there's a lot of lower income areas that maybe people just get, you know, a bad impression of.
How much would they have to pay you to move here?
Oh, gosh. Maybe like $100,000? $50,000? I don't know.
That was Laura Shaneyfelt, Kathleen Waters, and Aaron Cook. Topeka is hoping that $15,000 to buy a house, $10,000 if you're renting, will be enough. So far, it's piqued the interest of more than 1,000 people from all over the world, says Barbara Stapleton. She works for a city-county partnership that helped develop the offer.
You'd be surprised how many of those applications have come in from New York and New Jersey, as well as from California and Texas.
Topeka's far from the only place trying to draw people away. Vermont and Tulsa, Oklahoma offered similar deals to people willing to move and work remotely. Some small towns in the Midwest have offered free land, income tax breaks, and even college tuition. Those offers are just one effort to lure people from bigger, more expensive cities like Los Angeles and Austin. Zachary Mannheimer consults with Midwest towns and cities that are trying to attract more young people and creative professionals. He says just having good jobs doesn't seem to be enough anymore.
They want the right types of housing, cultural amenities, and entrepreneurial opportunities, and trails and walking spaces. That's what they're looking for. Then they decide on the job.
Mannheimer says other effective strategies include business incentives and promoting arts and culture. But really, what makes people come and stay is the chance to make a difference in the world.
I would argue you're going to have better odds of achieving that in a smaller location.
For some, Topeka might be that place. Tara Wallace is a therapist who grew up in the city. She moved away as an adult, but was drawn back by Topeka's sense of community.
If you come with the mentality that Topeka is crime-ridden, boring, and all of that, that's basically what you're going to get. But if you come into Topeka with an open mind and say, let me see what I can do, let me see what I can find, you can create something amazing for Topeka.
And that's roughly the same pitch made by many smaller cities offering incentives to lure new residents. For NPR News, I'm Nomeen Ujjayadeen in Topeka, Kansas.